You're listening to the Bay Christian Family Church podcast.
You know, family, I was praying and I asked the Lord, what do you want us to know? Because you never want to come and preach just what you want to. You don't want to preach what is popular. You want to preach what is from God for now. And the Lord opened my ears to the title, but He also opened my ears to hear some things in the Spirit. And what I heard was that there are many people that are at the brink of giving up. There's people right now that they think the only way for them to be happy is to give up on their marriage. There are people right now that think the only way for them to be happy is to close the business because they're tired. They've tried everything, they believe, and they don't see a way out. And so they think the only way now is to close the business. There are people right now that's ready to walk away from their family. They're looking at their children and they're thinking, will they ever change? Will they ever serve God with me? Will they ever go study? Will they ever matriculate? Will they ever become something? And the enemy is presenting you with an opportunity to give up. I heard this in the Spirit. There are many people that are so close to giving up on the call of God for their lives because it's been difficult for them. It's been very, very difficult. There are many people that are at the brink of giving up on leadership. Cell leadership, team leadership, team leader, senior team leader, ready to give up. And then the Lord started speaking to me more and He said, Dylan, there's more people that are willing to walk away from church now, ready to give up. They feel tired. They feel exhausted. They feel like they've done whatever they should have done, but it seems like they're not getting the breakthrough. They feel like they have exhausted all avenues, and it seems like this business doesn't want to work. This marriage doesn't want to work. This family doesn't want to work. And then there's people that literally they are at the brink of giving up on life. Life just has been too difficult. And then I saw His heart, I believe. He said, Dylan, there are some people that because of all the pressures in life, they're willing to give up on me. And He said, tonight when you come and you preach, sound the alarm and say to them, don't give up. Doesn't matter how difficult the situation is you find yourself in right now, just don't give up. Pastor Dylan, you don't understand, and you're right. I might not understand what you are going through. I might have never been where you are right now. I might not have never in my life experienced the calamity and the chaos and the setback and the failure and the heartache and all of those things combined. I might have never experienced that, but God told me to tell you tonight, just don't give up. That it doesn't matter how the enemy is pressurizing you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Just don't give up. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't give up. Come with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 24, verse 16. Proverbs 24, verse 16. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. The same scripture in the Passion Translation. For the lovers of God may suffer adversity and stumble 7 times, but they will continue to rise over and over and over and over again. It does not matter how hard the enemy strikes you. You and I are not failures because we have fallen. We become failures when we decide not to rise again. Just let me just take you for a few seconds on a memory time, memory trip. Think of the things you have thrived over. Think about the things you have survived. If you've survived that, if you have thrived over that, what is it that you are facing right now that God doesn't have the power to pull you out of? There's nothing that you and I will ever face in life that God doesn't have the power and authority to pull us out of. We will rise and rise again. Psalms 34 verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Your afflictions might be many tonight. Your troubles and your problems and your setbacks and your failures might be many tonight. But I came with a word from God that He will deliver you from all. He will deliver you from all. Just don't give up. You know, in 1992, in Barcelona, there was the Olympics. And it was the semi-final, 400 meters. And there was a guy by the name of Derek Redmond. And Derek was ready to run. Derek has been training. Derek has gold medals and bronze medals. We stood a good chance to win. And so as the race began, Derek started running. And Derek started running. And as they came around for the last lap, Derek tore his hamstring. And when Derek tore his hamstring, the people got ready to pick him up from the field or from the racetrack. Pick him up from the racetrack because he hurt himself. Pastor Philip, can you come here, please? And Derek said, no. And Derek said, I want to continue. And Derek ran. And as he ran, his father came.
Praise the Lord.
And his father came to help
Hallelujah.
Him. Now you have to understand, but this time he didn't stand any chance. He didn't stood a chance to win. But it's not always about winning. Sometimes it's about finishing.
Hallelujah.
And so Derek continued. And so the people were looking at Derek and thinking, what are you doing? And they came and said, just leave it. And his father said, leave my boy. And Derek continued and Derek continued and Derek continued. And he finished that race with a torn hamstring. And you know what happened? There was a standing ovation. Because it wasn't about winning for Derek. It was about finishing. You might not win, but please finish. It doesn't matter how difficult it gets. Maybe you will tear a hamstring. Maybe your best friends will leave you. Maybe your business will close. Maybe X, Y, and Z will happen. But what I'm asking you tonight in the name of Jesus is finish this race. There is no offense big enough for you and I to walk away from Jesus. There is no problem big enough for you and I to walk away from Jesus. There is absolutely no reason valid under the sun for you and I to walk away from Jesus. Please, family, let's finish. And still today, after 1992, we still talk about Him. We're not talking about Him because He won the gold medal. We're not talking about Him because He came second or third. He came last. But we are talking about Him because He finished. When He was supposed to give up, he continued. When he was supposed to give up, he did not stop. Please, family, don't give up. Psalms 37, verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. Doesn't matter if you feel like you're alone, you're not. God will never leave us nor forsake us. Saying, but Pastor Dylan, this has been going on for years. Don't give up. You are so close to your breakthrough. And it's when you are closest to your breakthrough that the enemy turns the furnace 7 times hotter. It's when you are closest to your breakthrough that the enemy puts more pressure on you. Let the extra pressure be a sign that your breakthrough is. Come with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 30. And we're going to read from verse 4 to 8. Then David and the people were with him, lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power left to weep. I don't know about you, family, but have you ever been at a place in your life where the distress and the pain and the hurt and the heartbreak was so severe that you had no more power left to cry? Like, even if you wanted to cry, there's no power. This weren't normal men like you and I. These were men of war. Yet the enemy struck them such a sensitive place that then they cried so much that there was no more power left to cry. I know some of you have been there. Here, wanneer gaan my lot verander? Lord, when will my circumstances change? I've been in church for long. I've been praying. When will my circumstances change? And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That not only was David's two wives taken, the city was burned, his children was taken, but the very same man that was willing to fight with him in war now spoke of stoning him. And you know, if you study the context of this text, David in this time was not king, number one, and number two, David distanced himself here from God and from Israel. He was what we would call today backslidden. But when this happened, when his wives was taken, when his children was taken, when his city was burning, and his own men spoke of stoning him, David strengthened himself in the Lord. That you've got to remind yourself that he gave me the bear, he gave me the lion, I conquered Goliath, and so he will do it again. Like we sang tonight, he'll do it again and again and again and again. With God, there's no stopping, there's no ending. He'll do it again, and he's no respecter of persons. So if he did it for me, he'll do it for Pastor Sam, he'll do it for Pastor Lesego. It doesn't matter, but you and I, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the calamity, in the midst of the chaos, we have to make the decision to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Don't give up. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. David didn't have strength to cry. And so he went to the one that gives strength. When you are at your lowest and you don't see a way out, and the only thing the enemy is presenting to you is give up on this marriage, give up on this business, give up on this child. You are not called. Look at what's happening in your life. There are some people here that you've been struggling with an addiction for years. And you're also just at the place of giving up. Do not give up. Make a decision tonight to strengthen yourself in the Lord. Come with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, from verse 8 to 9. Though we experience every kind of pressure, we're not crushed. At times we don't know what to do, but quitting is not an option. We might not know sometimes what to do, but the thing we do know is quitting is not an option. Say that with me. Say, quitting is not an option. Say this with me. Say, it doesn't matter how difficult it gets. Quitting is not an option. Say this with me. Say, I will never quit. It does not matter how difficult it gets. I will never quit. Quitting is not an option. If it seems like the business is not working, quitting is not an option. If it seems like the marriage is not working, quitting is not an option. If it seems like the children doesn't want to come to the Lord and want to make anything of their lives, quitting is not an option. If it seems like my friends is forsaking me and I'm alone, quitting is not an option. If it seems like I've just been dealt this sickness and it seems like I'm not going to be healed, quitting is not an option. It doesn't matter what happens, quitting is not an option. Even if I'm alone, as long as I have faith in God, I will make it. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but there is a few people here tonight that you are here because you did not quit. You are here because you didn't give up. You are here because against all odds, you stood on the word of God. You believed God. You believed His word. And tonight you are here and you are a testimony of God's goodness, of God's faithfulness. Ek weet jy moet wie ek praat nie. Is hier so 'n paar mense vanaand in hierdie plek wat saam met my stem en sê, ek gaan nie opgee nie. That the enemy can throw me his best shot. Giving up is not an option. Let that be the motto of your life. Quitting is not an option. We are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. Listen to this. We may be knocked down, but we are not knocked out. I may be knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. That even in my me being knocked down, God is preparing my comeback. In my personal experience, when somebody has gone through something difficult and they've stood with God, and they didn't give up, and they didn't quit, I've always seen them. They're looking better than what they were looking before the storm. I don't know who this is for, but this is just for a few of you. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of that fire, they didn't look like they were in fire. They didn't smell like smoke. I'm telling you right now, you look nothing like what you've been through. You're looking much better than what you looked before you went through that storm. I'm telling you, baby, when God brings you through, you look so good. Knocked down, but not knocked out. So if you are here tonight and you might be knocked down, the Lord is calling you to get up. He's saying, don't give up. You are a testimony in the making. You are a miracle in motion, like Pastor Gary said. Your breakthrough is around the corner. Get ready. Your enemies are not gathering this time to attack. They're gathering to see how God will bless you, how God will uplift you, how God will propel you, how God will increase your business. Die Here gaan van jou teenstanders toeskouers maak terwyl hy jou seën. But don't give up. Do not give up. Matthew chapter number 26, verse 39. And going a little further, he threw himself upon the ground on his face and prayed, saying, Jesus, now, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, not what I desire, but as you will and desire. If you go read Matthew chapter number 26 and you read from verse 36 to 46, Jesus actually prayed that prayer three times. Three times he said, let this cup pass me by. Three times he said, let this cup pass me by. Let this cup pass me by. Let this cup pass me by. How many of us have ever felt, let this cup pass me by? Now I'm going to say something to you, and you have to receive it in the maturity in which I'm going to say it. If you didn't do it for Jesus, sometimes we have to go through it. God's not going to stop every storm. It's not going to stop every attack. It's not going to stop every crucifixion. But the one thing you and I can be guaranteed of, this attack is not going to take you out. This persecution is not going to get you down and let you stay down. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but there's some of you that thought you will not make it. There's some of you that thought the storm will take me out. But look at you tonight. Look at you, Pumi. Studied at the University of Stellenbosch. Look at you. Look at you. If it hasn't been for... Maybe 10 years ago, if we had the conversation, it would have been an impossibility. But look at God. Let me just stand so they can see how you look. Just stand. Studied at the University of Stellenbosch. I didn't even study there. If you stick with God, He'll take you places. Jesus prayed three times, let this cup pass me by. But all three times he said these words, not my will be done, not my desire be done, but yours. Why did he endure? What was the reason that Jesus never gave up? Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Here's the answer. Who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the same, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What was Jesus' motivation? You and me. That joy that was set before him is that he saw one day, in the year 2006, there'll be a boy key in Fraserburg by the name of Dylan, and he'll give his life to me. One day, there'll be a man called Stephen, and he'll give his life to me. One day, there'll be a man called Abdul, and he'll give his life to me. One day, there'll be a man called Samuel, and he'll give his life to me, and he'll become my beloved disciple. One day there will be a Pastor Conrad and he'll give his life to me. So for the joy that was set before him, he saw you and me. And he said, I have to go through this. I have to go through the pain. I have to go through the crown of thorns, and I have to go through the cross because of the joy that was set before me. Psalm 55 verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. You know, family, the reason why we many a times give up or come so close to giving up, it's because we're not casting the care on the Lord. And there's two groups of people here tonight under my voice at our campuses. It's those that have actually given up. You've given up on the call of God. You've already decided that I'm not going to be in leadership anymore. I just have to speak to my pastor. The tithing is not working, so I'm going to stop it. And then there are those of you that are at the brink of giving up. But you know what? For both of us, both of those two groups, God can restore tonight. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. When David strengthened himself in the Lord, I asked the Lord to give me a story from the animal kingdom that explains this. So He took me to a story. You know, one of the birds that dares to attack an eagle is a crow. Crow. Thank you, my wife. It's a crow. So if the eagle is flying, the crow sits at its back and it picks on it. But the eagle does nothing. Absolutely nothing. Doesn't shake it off, Pastor Joshua. Doesn't try to get it off. No, the eagle just begins to fly higher. And as he reaches a certain altitude, the crow cannot breathe anymore. Because at that altitude, the eagle alone can breathe. Stop fighting the devil on his territory. Take him to an altitude in God where he suffocates, where he cannot breathe. So the higher you fly, you don't have to shake it off. You don't have to throw it off. You just have to change your altitude, because there's a place in God where no devil, no demon, no sickness, no poverty, no lack, no problem, no failure. They cannot breathe there. They will suffocate. Change your altitude. Go higher in God. I can see already in the realm of the spirit, some of you, you've had this crow on your back for too long. Now go higher tonight. Change your altitude tonight. Don't give up. You know, one of the most frustrating things in life is when you're at the same place for long. You feel like you're stuck. It seems maybe that you've done whatever you could have done, but it seems like the business doesn't want to move. I want to encourage some of you here tonight, and I hear this in my spirit. There's many of you that are really genuinely called by God, and you're waiting for somebody to recognize you. Just spend time with God. Don't leave this church. If God knows about you, believe me, that's more than enough. But you feel stuck. You feel like, when will the season come to an end? You feel like you've been knocked down and you got up and you were knocked down and you got up and you were knocked down and you, when? Well, that's why God sent me tonight. Psalm 30 verse 5. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. It might be night outside or night in here, but in your life, it's morning.